That's a hard one to answer because, you know, to be honest, we may never know. This is what we know now. So the Wall Street Journal reported last week the NSA and the FBI were working with Quest during and around the Salt Lake Olympics, the 6 month window around there, to intercept emails and text messages. So that's what the Wall Street Journal reported. Found this week one of the documents leaked by Edward Snowden earlier this year, the guy behind all the Guardian stories. In one of the bottom pages of one of these documents is the section that says that during the Salt Lake Olympics, the NSA went to Quest and asked Quest if they could have all the phone records in the area to support the security of the 2002 games. It's a little confusing in how this what actually happened. So the report says Quest said, "Yeah, sure, we'll cooperate." And then they started discussions of regularly handing over these call records, and Quest later pulled out. So, that's what we have right there. And then we get to add into this the fact that the former Quest CEO, Joseph Nocio, actually went to prison and still in prison right now over insider trading that he says was retribution for the fact that he wouldn't cooperate with the NSA. I think there's a lot of conflicting information about here about this out there, and that's probably because we're talking about secret information. And when something's classified, it's hard to sometimes make heads or tails of what really went on. But hopefully we will know more at some point. There's talk of congressional hearings. Former Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson is talking about, possibly suing over this. There could be, more reports or more documents leaked that shed a little more light on this. I guess the basic thing we know is that there was likely something going on as far as interception of some kind of communications during the games.
A question that I have on follow-up there is if the Quest CEO from the outset, from his time in prison, has been claiming that this is an NSA frame-up.
Yeah, totally. And he argued that in court when he was charged with insider trading. It's a little bit of a longer story, but in essence, Nacho, who's then the CEO, was selling some his own stock and saying the company's doing well. Meanwhile, it wasn't doing as well as they were saying. He says they didn't do as well because the NSA pulled a bunch of secret, classified projects that would have made them tens of millions of dollars had Quest gone along with this. So, I don't know whether to believe him or not. In the end, the court decided, well, we believe the prosecutors. So, who knows? Nacho, thinks getting out of prison soon, so I'd love to talk to him then and see what the case may be.
Fascinating stuff. Turning a different page here, Thomas, some members of Congress from Utah are currently holding town halls, but several of them aren't. Why is it that some of them aren't actually holding town halls?
Well, there's part strategy and there's part of this that says, why put myself in that position? So let's go with this. Senator Mike Lee has, I think, five different town halls he's been doing during this recess break. Chris Stewart, Congressman Chris Stewart's been doing a couple. But then we also have, Senator Orrin Hatch and Representative Jim Matheson who aren't doing any town halls. Let's start with people who are doing them, let's note that they're doing them in very friendly country. For example, Senator Mike Lee is not doing any in Salt Lake City, kind of the epicenter of the population of the state. The closest he got was Davis County last night because it's still more of a friendly audience. Congressman Stewart, who has more of a rural district, is doing them more in the rural areas, of course. But these aren't necessarily taking on, the biggest detractors you have out there, or any of your critics necessarily. This is talking to people who, may be on your side in a little bit of the echo chamber. Matheson's always said, I don't know, he hasn't done a town hall in years, maybe back to 2008 or 7, since he's done one. And his reasoning is that it's more productive to do teletown halls and less of a shouting match that sometimes they become when it's just this open, room and everyone wants to get a question in and it may not be very civil. I also note that when you do a teletown hall, you can be very selective in who asks the questions because you get to decide on your end.
Sure.
I get the strategy in this. We've got one more week of recess before Congress comes back. I don't see Senator Hatch or Congressman Matheson doing any town halls during that time.
Thomas, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Roger.